Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
So all I can think about, has a McDonald's meal been the answer to migraine relief? You know how many girls here in the office suffering from migraines, and I'm sitting here going, well, girl, take an Excedrin, you'll be fine. Nuh-uh.
It doesn't work. Trust me, it doesn't work.
I saw this 12-second TikTok video, and it's gone viral because the girl said, try McDonald's chips and a Diet Coke because I've had a headache for 48 hours. TikTok said it would help. Obviously, British girl, right?
Right, right.
So Americans jump on there and they're like, oh, girl, do it with the regular Coke, all right, and do it with some French fries. Why does the McDonald's migraine hack work? Basically, it just, really, think about it. You get some sugar.
Right.
You get some carbonation in your system. You get, like, you know, the, obviously, caffeine is very common in migraine medication.
So basically, what they're saying is the caffeine and the sugar.
You got salty fries.
And the salt. So why don't I just get a Monster? It's got high sodium. It's got caffeine. It's got sugar. I mean,
why,
it's the same things.
Why not indulge in two of the best creations in the world?
Because McDonald's just isn't filling at all.
The McDonald's Coke and the McDonald's French fries. You're telling me there's nothing better?
No, there's a lot better. There are a thousand things that are better.
That is not like, I can't be the only one that feels like French fries and a soda. McDonald's cures everything.
I'm going to put myself up here. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? It's Chica and Evan in the morning.
So a Shreveport school generating massive buzz on TikTok. And it's all because of what you and I consider just a regular old thing. But to somebody, they're like, why is there a Snoopy on a football field?
Yeah.
Why is there a Snoopy on this football helmet? So let me take us back. There is this very popular, to me it's not popular, but it's called Hooked on Helmets. It's a TikTok account. And this guy basically finds the most unique football helmets in the world and is like, how cool is this?
Oh, okay.
And so all of a sudden, Shreveport, Louisiana on the list because of Snoopy. Like, he opens it up like, why is there a penis character on a high school football helmet? So he goes down the rabbit hole trying to figure out, how is Loyola College Prep in Shreveport sporting good old Snoopy, and this isn't copyright infringement? Have you heard the story of how Loyola pulled this off?
I have always just kind of assumed it was copyright infringement because, like, every high school uses, like, an NFL team's logo for their logo. I mean,
and
airline,
in your mind, you're
no
like,
shade,
okay.
But for a while there, we were just using the Minnesota Vikings logo for the airline Vikings for a bit.
That seems legit, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Check this out, though. This goes all the way back to the spring of 1966.
Whew.
Back when it was Jesuit High School, which later became Loyola College Prep. A teacher named Gerald McAfee, he wrote a letter to Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts.
Oh, okay.
And was like, hey, we want to use Snoopy, not just any Snoopy. We want the one where he looks like a World War One flyer.
Yeah, the Red Baron.
Yeah,
sitting
exactly.
On top of his doghouse.
And not only did Mr. Schulz go, yeah, absolutely. He like drew like really cute stuff on the letter and everything.
Awesome.
Anyway, I love the fact that Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, is trending on TikTok all because of our Snoopy.
I think a bigger thing, that place is Shreveport in, like, part of the Peanuts canon, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're official.
Basically,
now.
We're legends.
I think so. They should have us in the next Peanuts movie.
Exactly. We're the only Shreveport, home of the only school in the world that is allowed to have Snoopy anywhere.
We're going
to
say this, and then, like, next week there's going to be a major story about some school in Alabama who also sent a letter to Charles Schulz, and he was like, you can use Snoopy too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, come on. Bring it right back.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and I think it's about time to feel good on the 50.
Okay, so here's how this works. You call in 800-9436. You tell us, hey, this big thing happened, or hey, this little win, I just want to celebrate it with somebody. Point is, we freak out together.
Yep, yep.
We celebrate all the goodness, and then everybody around us just feels good. That is what Feel Good on the 50s is all about.
If you've got a feel-good moment you need to let us know about, hit us up inside the free K94.5 app or just call us 800-9436.
What up, Kamisha in Longview? What's making you feel good this morning?
What up?
What you got for us this morning?
My feel good is that I'm actually in group therapy and I'm healing myself for my mental health.
Ooh, there you go. Some real group therapy.
Oh, okay. First off,
we're not licensed.
That's true. Okay, you know what? Sometimes you say the truth and I just got to shut up. You know what? That just made our morning. We love that. You know what? This is a hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer.
9 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan. Wait a second.
Okay.
10 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for 3 things you need to know before you go.
1.
A federal judge has denied Diddy's latest request for release on a $50 million bond. In case you don't know, he was convicted of prostitution-related offenses, but acquitted of the more serious racketeering and sex trafficking charges. Despite the defense's argument that the acquittal should warrant his release, the judge ruled that Sean Diddy Combs failed to prove he is not a, quote, flight risk or a, quote, danger to the public, unquote.
Dude, we have cited, proved you are nothing if not a danger to the public.
Bruh, no lie. Like, we don't want him among us. Uh-uh. The court cited evidence of violence and coercion in the case as the reason for keeping him detained. Combs will remain in jail until his sentencing, which is scheduled for October.
Dang, well, all right.
2.
Back to Diddy with some more Diddy news. So if you didn't know, back in the day, Diddy was actually somewhat friends with President Donald Trump. Well, he wasn't president back then, but there was reports that Diddy was going to try to get in President Trump's ear and say, hey, could you pardon me? Maybe I didn't do anything wrong. And we've been hearing about that for a while. 50 Cent was going to Trump and saying, hey, don't pardon this dude. Well, Trump has now stepped in and said he's not going to pardon Diddy. He is not going to pardon Diddy because... specifically, Diddy was very hostile to him during his political career. Diddy did not agree with Trump on politics at all. And this is where I don't think Trump really got caught up on the Diddy story. Trump said, quote, Diddy was sort of half innocent, end quote. Not my words, literally Trump's words. So I'm going to hope that he just doesn't know the full details of the story because I don't think he's any innocent at all.
3.
Hip-hop and Hollywood are colliding in a major way. The first full trailer for director Spike Lee's new film, Highest to Lowest, dropped yesterday. And that revealed that A$AP Rocky and Denzel Washington will star. The trailer shows A$AP Rocky's character extorting Washington's, hinting at a gritty, powerful drama. And critics and fans, they're all buzzing with anticipation. But I just want to see... I mean, I'm sorry, you're putting A$AP Rocky, his first little starring role, next to Denzel. I mean, just saying.
Hey, look, if you are him, what a big moment.
You
seriously.
Know what? I am cheering on A$AP Rocky.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Woo-hoo! Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
All right, Chanel, you are on the big couch. Sister girl, tell us what's going on in your world.
So I'm not really sure how to feel. We all know that it's really, really hard to date in Shreveport. And I'm at this point where I feel like I have everything together. Well, I know I have everything together and I found this amazing guy, right? So I met him out with some friends. He was actually with his friends. We hit it off cool. We've been dating for a few months now. And it's starting to get really, really serious. So I'm at the point where it's like, okay, this could be somebody that I potentially could, you know, want to spend my life with. So I'm bragging about him at work to one of my coworkers, and I show her a picture of him because, you know, us girls, we got to see how, you know, everybody looks. And she was like, you know, her eyes got wide, and I'm like, what? You know, your heart drops, my stomach drops to my ass. I'm like, girl, what? She's like, he's married. And I'm like,
no.
What?
No.
Now, mind you, I know we're a little bit older in age, so I can't expect to get a perfect man. You know, I already knew he had kids, and I was okay with that.
But so I tell you, you don't have kids.
I do not have kids.
Okay.
I'm very career-driven, but, like, I'm trying to, like, change everything because it's time. You know, mama needs something to go home to at night.
Word. So, we feel you, mama.
So, yeah, I really don't know how to feel. I'm not sure if I should go to the wife because, like I said, it's been a few months, almost a year now.
And we spend time together. He comes to me, but I understood, like, you know, maybe with the kids situation, I'm like, sometimes I would go, you know, over, but I'm not thinking that it's his wife. Like, you know, they're still married. I think that that's just like something that's kind of like unsettling me. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that is.
So when you told him, what was his excuse to you as to why he's still like living there, as to why he's still, I mean, like, did he have any excuses or did he just own it?
So I tried to play it cool. You know, I try not to come off really crazy or anything. But his initial response was like, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you we're separated, but we still do live together. And I'm like, okay, that's a little messy. You know, I understand separation, but y'all still live together. That means you have to see her every day. And he's like, oh, no, I can assure you that there's no funny business going on. I sleep in the office and she sleeps in her room. We only talk, you know, when it's time to co-parent. But I just don't know if I believe that.
I don't.
I mean, yeah, I do see it's hard to believe. I don't know what exactly is the right move here. So let's get some advice, see what other people think. 800-94-36 or inside the free K94.5 app.
Got some advice? Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800-94-37623. All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Woo-hoo! Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We got Chanel on the big couch today. She's calling in because, man, been dating this guy for like over a year, just found out he's still living with his wife that he's just separated with, not okay. Even divorced from, just separated.
Correct. She finds out because she knows that, hey, they were co-parenting in this house.
Yes.
She didn't ask too many questions. And then she finds out they're both still living there, and he's like, baby, I sleep in the office. She sleeps in the room. We're just doing this for a year, you know, until we could get everything squared away. And obviously, Chanel's got questions. First off, have you ever gone through anything like this? Is this actually legit? Because all my red flags are going off. If a guy tells me, hey, I still live at home with her to save money, I'm sorry, but there's a chance that you guys are still doing the dishes, still working it out. Like, and if I were the wife and we're still under the same roof, baby, you ain't dating nobody. Like, no,
really?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Separated. Maybe she's the one
care.
Who said we're done.
If we're under the same roof, we're going to play by my rules, and I don't want to see any other strange coming through.
You're insane. Anyways, what's your advice? 800-94-36 or inside the free K94.5 app.
All right, John, do tell. What is your best piece of advice here?
Listen, I mean, the reality is, unfortunately, I mean, have you seen the prices of rent for even a small place like in Shreveport or Bossier? I mean, I got news for you. I've been actually separated about 8 months from my wife, and we still are in the same house. I mean, it does happen.
Whoa.
It's just a matter of, does she trust him or not?
Okay, so I don't mean to be a jerk here, but, like, does that not mess up your dating?
Well, yeah, but being broke messes it up, too. So it's one
true.
Or the other. I mean,
true.
You know, ladies, if you want, you know, some dinner and some things like that, then the money has to come from somewhere. So I would say, would the girls rather the money spent on them or rent?
Charlie in Shreveport, your advice in group therapy this morning?
I don't know if it's that big of a deal to just, like, stay together for now, because isn't that law in Louisiana where you have to be separated a certain amount of time anyway before you can get divorced?
Oh, there is that whole thing. I don't remember how long.
I think it's like, if you have a kid, you have a kid, you have to be separated for a year before the divorce
something
is fine.
Like,
okay,
that?
We don't
know.
We'll
have
know,
to
but
look it up.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it has to do with a kid or not, but I thought I heard something about that before.
Chanel, you've heard the advice in group therapy today. What's your plan now?
Honestly, I think that if this is like, if they're separated, like you say he is, I'm just going to really, you know, hear him out and give him a little bit more time, be a little level-headed. But honestly, like, I'm going to set an ultimatum. If he's not moved out by the end of next month, I'm just going to have to call it quits.
So you're basically saying, put your money where your mouth is. Let me see where you live. Do all that goodness. Then we could possibly stay together.
I mean, in fairness, though, there was the one person who said that in Louisiana, you have to be separated for a certain amount of time before you can actually, like, get divorced.
I think so, and I get that, but I think you have to be, like, not living together separated.
Oh.
I don't know. We need a lawyer on this one, but we will get you that advice. We will find you a family lawyer that could kind of spell it out for you so you don't look like an idiot. And then please let us know, though, what ends up happening here, because we want to know.
I definitely will, because, you know, Shreveport is it's pretty bad out here, and I thought I had found my dream man, but it's not looking that way.
K94.5, it's Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, and we are Chica and Evan in the morning.
I found some flowers on discount at the store, and they were perfectly fine, but I got them for $5.
Nice. And like a big bouquet? Or
yeah, like
nice,
a beautiful nice. Tell me why I've had just my day made. Like, the past 48 hours have been epic. And it sounds so dumb and so simple, mm-hmm. but that's what made me feel good.
That's
and
so awesome.
That's what Feel Good on the 50s is. We're in the business of giving away as many tickets as possible to GeekCon.
We just got reloaded. We got a stack of them right here.
So we want you to feel good, and here's what we're doing. Randomly picking somebody that calls in 800-9436 with a Feel Good moment. Wheel goes off. If it dings while you're on the phone, these tickets are yours. Sound easy? Perfect. Here we go.
894-36, Max in Shreveport. What's making you feel good today?
What's up, guys? Have you guys tried that new bistro place downtown yet? I can't.
The Papillon's Creole Bistro.
Yeah, that place. I tried it the other day. Oh, my God.
Okay.
It is fantastic.
This is, first off, I love the fact that you're calling and cheering on a local business.
Absolutely.
This is weird because Robert J. Wright was just telling me about this place. Apparently, there's this fried pork chop sandwich that they have.
Ooh. Okay.
And apparently that is all you need to order.
That's all you had to say.
Well,
I'm sold.
Oh.
All right then. Well, I'm just saying, should we get a group together and just invade downtown?
100%.
All right. Papillon's Creole Bistro obviously has your seal of approval. We're going to go check it out.
I'll meet you there.
Make sure you leave the radio on for your dogs. They love listening to Chica and Evan in the morning. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Now approved for humans. Mornings from 6 to 10 on
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Has your biggest flaw as a human, we all have flaws, right?
No.
But your biggest shut your face, Bestie Bailey. Has your biggest flaw ever cost you anything big?
Not that I can think of.
Come on. Like what happened last night.
Okay. 894-36. Want to hear from you. How to bring in Bestie Bailey. Well, Bestie Bailey was there for it all to happen.
Okay.
Basically, somebody that I've been spending time with, somebody that I really liked.
Yeah.
Dumped me.
Mm.
Because I did not show up to my birthday dinner that he prepared. Stop, bro.
I'm sorry.
You were laughing at me. I think that hurt me more. Okay, so my biggest flaw is my time management. Time management. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you. Also, if it's not on my schedule,
right,
I can't fit it in. I can't do literally, Lauren, who runs my business, runs my life. Mm-hmm. What was it? Yesterday,
I called her about something in November. I said, hey, November 1st, I need you. She said, can't. I said, okay.
Already booked.
Okay.
Already doing stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
That's
so
fair.
So planning months out doesn't even really work for you. So maybe I should try years.
Okay.
Maybe if I'm going to have a child, okay, I will say, hey, next year I'm planning on
that
it.
That is so rude. Here's what happened. Amazing dude plans a birthday dinner for me. I didn't put it down on the calendar. I completely forget. Bestie Bailey's at my place.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does he go, you know what? Don't even worry about it. Because he planned this awesome birthday dinner for me, cooks and everything. He dumps me. And that is the exact, I got dumped right before my birthday. And Bestie Bailey finds it hilarious.
I mean, in a way,
it's kind of funny.
It is kind of
no,
funny.
No, it's not.
It is.
What is your biggest flaw and has it ever cost you anything?
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. You're waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning.
We want to hear from you. What is your biggest flaw and what has it cost you? I mean, biggest flaw here, I think I'm going to go ahead and say I ruined my own birthday because of my time management. I suck at managing my time. Bestie Bailey, what's your biggest flaw?
Because
I could tell you.
I can't drive that good.
Girl, you can't drive at all. Like, she is literally like...
Okay, why didn't you sit there and talk about yours?
Well, you have no room. Yeah, hold on. You have no room to speak.
Oh, okay, Evan. Why don't we talk about your biggest flaw? What is your biggest flaw?
I guess I'm controlling.
Woo!
Woo!
Okay, I didn't know we're going that
I'm far. Yelling at you for not using blinkers. I feel like that's kind of
ding,
pretty.
Ding, ding, ding. 800-9436.
We want you to share with us, and let's just, this is a no judgment zone. I'm sorry if you felt like we're judging each other.
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah,
can we all be besties
no,
again?
We're not
guys,
judging
let's get
it.
Okay, exactly.
I need a break.
All right. 800-9436. What is your biggest flaw?
Zach in Shreveport, what is your biggest flaw if you had to be honest about it?
I am a compulsive snacker.
Oh, same.
I go to the store. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get stuff for the week, and it's gone in 2 days. And I can't. And this is how it always is. I am a compulsive snacker, and
it's okay, man. My girlfriend was just yelling at me because we got popcorn on Sunday, and by Tuesday, most of it was gone.
Let me just say, this is the reason why I have to keep working, because every time I start dating a guy, all of a sudden, I got to stock up on snacks. You men love snacks. You guys are the worst.
It's bulking season, baby.
All right, Hannah, tell us, what is your biggest flaw?
Oh, I am such an overthinker. It's literally ruining my life. Like, I will create problems where there are none. And it's ended my last 3 relationships and at least 1 job.
Oh, no. Okay.
I feel like so many people can relate with this, though. Like, it's not like you want to be, right? Like, I don't know.
I just can't help it. Like, I'm in therapy. Like, I get the good advice, and I still have to be like, but are you sure? Like, I just, my anxiety just gets the best of me.
Been there, though. I understand that.
Make sure you leave the radio on for your dogs. They love listening to Chica and Evan in the morning. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Now approved for humans. Mornings from 6 to 10 on...
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and we think it's about time to feel good on the 50.
If you're that person that just really hasn't had a great morning, or maybe you're like Evan this morning...
Yeah.
With all 3 hours of sleep and you're struggling through it. Hey, Feel Good on the 50s is our way to just celebrate goodness together. So if you want to give us your feel good moment, arms wide open over here. 800-9436.
Jason in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Man, I'm freaking out, man. I got tickets to GeekCon, and I'm getting to meet David Howard Thornton, who is the cat that plays Arthur Brown in the Terrifier movies.
Well, you're sick and disgusted if that's what you're excited about. I thought you were going to be like Ninja Turtles, but whatever, or Sandlot, but... You know what? You and my friend Cody are probably going to be there for the same reason.
There's going to be a lot of people for Terrifying, man.
That is... you're a weird one, but we're excited you get to celebrate. Listen, you get to be weird with all of us.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 800-9-